Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning Simen Mem Ches. We're learning about bread. So last night we learned in Sif Hey, that even if you have a thin batter, a batter that pours, but if you bake it, it's regular hamotzi. It's not even pasabah b'kisnin. But if we're talking about flour and water, we're not talking about fruit juices. Flour and water, thin pancake batter, but you went ahead and you baked it. Or you fried it, but you didn't deep fry it. You fried it. So that's straightforward hamotzi. Okay. He then said, if you fry something, that, again, putting in oil just so it shouldn't stick to the pan is not called frying. That's just enough oil that it shouldn't stick to the pan. But if you fry it, I guess it's a deep fry, then le'idach gisa, you will never make hamotzi on it. Even if you eat your full, it's not pasabo b'kisnin. It's considered, it hasn't been baked. It's not pas at all. Afilu ochel mimenu kedei sviya. Yeah, okay, so that's the second din. Another din. V'chein osan rekikin sheidakin ma'od. Wafers that are very, very thin. Sha'ofen betfus bein shnei barzilin. They're baked in a mold between two pieces of iron. Probably this is like a... I don't know what this is. Because he ends up saying, ein lam din lechem, even if you eat a kadeh sviya. That's why I was about to say it's a cracker, but it wouldn't be a cracker. A cracker taka, if you eat enough, you have to make hamotzi. Maybe it is a cracker. Listen how it's made. They bring down here from the Shar HaTziyun. A loose batter is made of flour and poured onto a hot iron mold. And then another hot iron mold is brought down onto the first. When the two molds are pressed together, the heat of the molds bakes the batter into a thin wafer. Oh, you see, a waffle is very thick. It's thick. Or at least Barak's wafers were thick.
Crepes.
What?
Crepes.
Yeah,
crepes. Like
what does it end up looking like?
It's
thinner
than a pancake.
So what about... Wait. I'll say something. It's an assumption. And if you eat enough crackers, you have to wash and make hamotzi? L'chora. That was the third type of pasabah b'kisnin. Why is this different than the third type of pasabah b'kisnin? So he said, it's so thin and flimsy. You know what this might mean? They sell this cracker in a store, like it's much thinner than a cracker. It has a name. Like it's very, very, very thin. So it's called something bread. Flat bread, maybe. And like it's real, and it breaks very easily. It's more than a cracker, and much less than a cracker. Anyway, that's what you have to say. Because the third type of pasabah b'kisnin, where if you eat enough of it, you have to wash, make hamotzi and bench, is that it's thin and dry, and if you bend it, it breaks. So we all think of matzah, and I would say crackers too. But here he's saying there's such a thing with two molds, and it's so thin and flimsy that it's not bread. I don't know what. So what's a crepe?
Crepe is not crispy.
See, crepe is different. There's no tsuras hapas. Crepe looks like a blintz.
Well, yes, but very soft.
A thin pancake. That's like a matzah. Would it break?
Crunchy. Yeah. This is like
doughy.
Floppy.
Yeah.
What?
Like a pancake is floppy. You know, it like wobbles. It's not. You can't pick up one end and the whole thing's flat like a matzah or a cracker. It's, you know.
Oh, it ends up being a pancake.
It flops around.
How was it baked? It was baked. On a griddle.
It's almost a little bit thinner than hot. You went and got a shawarma with a different shawarma. Yeah.
Much thinner.
I don't like shawarma. It's thinner than matzo?
Oh, yeah.
Much.
Yeah.
It's mamish paper thin.
So that's what he's talking about here.
It's not crispy. It's very flat.
So maybe that's what this is. It wouldn't crack. You know what? Eitan, wait. Eitan, can you get a Mishnah Berurah? Let's see the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis.
They said you need to put a cover on the two pads.
Well, he's just describing how it's made. On what?
On the same pan.
In a frying pan.
The
frying pan, he already said, has a dinner baked. Now, here the problem is, he's not talking about, the way it's made would produce bread. This is, it's called baked. There's no liquid here. But his the problem is, it's very thin and flimsy. So maybe it's taka like a pancake. In other words, it doesn't bend. It's floppy. Maybe he's talking about something floppy. A wafer, that means a waffle, l'chayr, if you eat enough of it, you have to bench. If you kovei a suda on a waffle and you eat the requisite amount, from the way you're describing what a waffle is, you have to bench.
Maybe they're saying the way that you prepare this is what makes it not...
No,
perfect.
So that's why I'm looking into Mishnah Berurah.
This hot, flat,
no,
metal
no.
thing is not the same.
No, but that's not what he says. 168.36. Yeah. Yeah, you see, it's more, he explains it more here. Kosel HaPolsky. The Olsen Shekoren Biprag Vola Platkus. Shanasa Gamkin Bli Losen Raka. Ach, see, this is probably a pancake, that's right. But Nashim is Pashtin Ba'afiyoson, because it spreads out a lot, they become very thick, thin and weak, Uklusha, very flimsy. Harbe Yoser, more than a matzah, let's say. Ain Lebarach Alem Hamotzi Afilu B'Dekodah. So you don't make Hamotzi even if you eat a lot of them. The Ain Al Zeh Toras Lechem Klau. The Damila Teresa B'Shift Hezbod. See, there it's something that doesn't have Tzuras Hapas.
The fact that it's thin, though, is what makes a difference here?
Thin and flimsy. Very, very thin and flimsy.
Right, so I'm saying if it's a pancake, you would say that this wouldn't apply because it's too thick.
It's very flimsy. But you gave the example of like a calzone that is used as a blow.
Calzone is bread. We're talking about here something very thin and flimsy.
No, I understand. But if you eat six glimpses, that's your meal. Okay, so even though it's...
How is the outer part of a blintz made?
It sounds like the same thing as this.
How is the outer part of a blintz made? But and then what?
Bacon, fry it.
So I would say it's talking about...
It's a crepe, a pancake.
I don't know what a crepe is. I think it's floppy. That's going to be the point. So that means a blintz, no matter how much you eat, you would not make hamotzi. Even if it's flour, water...
But it's thicker, so... What do you say? Like a pancake's also very flimsy, but it's thicker. You can't pick it up like a cracker or a matzah that it just stays flat. You pick it up and the whole thing, it's pliable.
I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't have the tzuras hapas, but you have breads that are very thin also. A pancake. Okay, we have to look up a pancake. That's not this. No. We want to know, well, what about a pancake?
Well, it sounds like what they're talking about here, right?
You have a breakfast.
A pancake is much thicker, so that means you would have to make... How do they make pancakes now? Well, nowadays, it's made with water, with eggs. See, it has a lot of eggs. Well, but if you kovei a suda, you still have to bench. And how do they fry it? They deep fry it.
Pancakes?
No.
I don't know. With a drop of oil. So that means it's like it's baked. So then the question is, do you have to bench? Do you have to wash, make hamotzi, and bench if you eat a lot of them?
Never heard of anyone doing that for a pancake, but what we're saying sounds like...
Unless you say anything that's like floppy is included right. in this case. And like, it's not called pasta at all.
No one looks at a pancake and thinks bread. It's a pancake.
You don't laugh. That's a lot of it's Tully in that. That's called Tzuras HaPas. What Eitan's saying is not something to laugh at. It's a lot of these dinim are very clearly, when you look at it, what do you see? Like what?
Okay.
A what?
Halacha is floppy as well.
Halacha. You know, for shawarma, like a big, it's a big round.
But that's like a pita. Good, a pita's floppy, but that's mama's bread. It's very thick.
Pita, you pick up one side, the whole thing lifts up. Falafel is too floppy.
I don't know what a falafel is. I don't know what
but
it is.
But it's still very bread-like.
It's like a circle of dough.
Eish tanur?
Yeah.
It's like a giant pita. That's
right. It's more floppy, but yeah. Basically a giant
nah, but it's just as thick as a pizza. It's just a giant pizza.
Right, but those are made exactly the way they're saying here. They're made with two pans.
He's talking about something very thin and flimsy.
Right.
Dak v'kolush. Right. So we're left with a question about pancakes.
Right. People have a pancake breakfast. It's a meal. Think of it as a...
You know.
It's not aesthetic.
Is there a Vizal Sabracha here? No, where's the Vizal Sabracha? That's a very contemporary sefer. Oh, is it here? Is there a Vizal Sabracha around there? It was here yesterday. No, I know where it is. It's there. But it was here yesterday on these tables. Call my wife. And I have all this farm at home with the lists.
She has a lot of guys, not a lot of guys. She has all of the hot cup pancakes. She
washes
and not
washes.
What?
Every guy has a pancake and there's always a guy. Like,
hello? Who's this?
Wash on bread, maybe you should wash
on bread. Everyone just wants
is mommy home?
A piece of bread and then eating their pancake.
What? Quickly. Yeah, can you do me a favor? You have the Brochus books? What do they say about pancakes? Do you have to make a mozi if you eat a lot of pancakes? You look up. I want to know what the books say, pancakes. So look it up, please. Yeah, frying pan. So that's what I want to know. I'm in the middle of giving cheer now. Please look it up quickly. Tell me what they're saying. Pancakes. P-A-N-C-A-K-A.
Refreshments is...
There's a chunk in the back of the book.
Did we discuss pancakes?
No.
So we have my wife makes wraps.
Do they have in the back
of the list?
Yeah, it's
how do you say pancake in Hebrew?
I think it's also pancake. I think it's pancake.
Okay, so I'm not talking about that. I don't care. That's not what I'm interested in right now. Right now I'm interested in if it's very little oil, just enough to itch the stick. Do you make a mozi for a lot of people? Is that called Tzuras HaPas? If you eat a lot of it. No. If it's plain flour and water, why shouldn't you make hamotzi if you eat even a little of it? If it's called baked and you did flour and water, then you would make hamotzi right away. And how do you say pancake in Hebrew?
Not baked. Pancakes aren't baked.
But hey?
Modern Hebrew, I don't know.
Fried.
So why don't you make a mozi right away on pancakes?
Because
right?
Unless you say it's with eggs. They make it with eggs?
It's usually a powdered mix. I don't know what's in the powder. You mix the powder with milk or
There's
water.
There's no pancake here. Pain, no, no.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Come on, how do you say pancake? Rebosa.
Leviva. Leviva.
Leviva, oh.
You can try it, but it might be misleading.
Hello, you looking?
Yes,
yeah. Both. Does it say anything else? Yeah, burkas, bagelach, biscuits, gechen, and knedlach. Matzah, subgoniyo. Yeah, I know, I don't mean to know this. I need to know.
What? Mozi and pretzels?
Okay.
Tons of them.
Thank you. Okay, bye. You know what I hold, Rabosai? I hold pancakes like matzo. In other words, that's why if you eat only a little. Hello? That's why if you eat only a little of it. In other words, it's something that by its nature is not something you kovei a sudar. So that's why if you eat a little of it, you only make a mazonos. But if you eat a lot of it, you're not going to make hamotzi. Why not? It's flour, water, and it's baked. It has halacha baked. Adrav, I don't understand now why you don't only make hamotzi.
It's sweet.
Oh, so it's very sweet.
Sweet.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
It's not just.
Oh, okay. So that's why.
It's sweet when you put stuff on it. Grass,
okay, so then you make hamotzi. If you eat a lot of it. If you eat
it. Make it sweet though a lot of times. Let's say it doesn't. You just need a plain pancake. Usually you pour on maple syrup.
No,
when you get the batter.
If you take bread and you put on maple syrup.
It's about as sweet as the Madonna bread on the airport.
Yeah, so we want to know. I know we're talking about pancakes now. Why don't you make hamotzi straightforward on pancakes?
Eggs and milk.
Oh, so that's why, because it's eggs and milk.
Is there eggs? It's powdered eggs in the mix?
No, it's not.
It's sweet. That's it. Okay, so that's enough.
They put
that's
enough. Okay.
So that's the answer. But if you eat enough of it, a lot of it, then lechari you have to wash, make hamotzi and batch. Until someone's. And what is it talking about here? Because it's not flimsy. This is talking about something very paper thin. So that is so much not pas that even if you eat a lot of it, you don't have to make hamotzi. Okay, good, clear.